Chapter 16, Prophecies in Regard to the Coming Healer. After God had told Israel that the reason for disease and sickness was that they had rebelled against the word of God, condemned the counsel of the Most High, he declared in Psalm 107, 17 through 20, "Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. They took themselves out of the protection of the covenant." I believe it is in the plan of the Father that no believer should ever be sick and that he should live his full length of time and actually wear out and fall asleep. It is not the Father's will that we should suffer with cancer and the other dread diseases that bring pain and anguish. "Their soul abhorreth all manner of food, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto Jehovah in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sendeth his word and healeth them, and delivereth them from their destructions." Men were sick because of broken laws, of sinning against the word of God. I am speaking now of the Jews. As they kept the covenant laws, no illness was among them. But when they sinned, their bodies were filled with diseases. They had a right to turn to the Lord and find their healing. Practically all the outstanding prophets had the ability to heal the sick under the first covenant. Isaiah 53 gives us a picture of the coming Messiah. It is a very graphic description. Third verse. "He was despised and rejected of men, a man of pains and acquainted with disease, and as one from whom men hide their face, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases, yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted." This scripture has to do with the disease problem, which confronts the church and the world today, as well as the sin problem. He has borne our sicknesses and our diseases. He was stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted with our diseases. It was God who laid our diseases on Jesus. 10th verse. "Yet it pleased Jehovah to bruise him. He hath made him sick. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of Jehovah shall prosper in his hand." God made him sick with our sickness. He was afflicted with our diseases. As to our sins, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He dealt with man's body and with his soul and spirit. He laid our iniquities and our diseases upon Jesus. He was stricken, smitten, and afflicted with our diseases and our sins. 2 Corinthians 5:21, "Him who knew no sin, he made to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." He has already healed you. In the might of the Father, you are healed. Jesus knows that he bore your diseases. How it must hurt him to hear you talk about bearing them yourself. Learn to say, "I am healed," because he did that work and satisfied the Supreme Court of the universe. That makes you free. Sin shall not lord it over you because you are a new creation. When were you healed? When Jesus defeated Satan and stripped him of his authority and arose, you were healed.